WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at mselev.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police have again issued a reminder to lock your vehicles and don't leave keys inside. That's after two pickups were stolen with keys inside and the doors unlocked. Both trucks were recovered.
One recovery was after a police chase with a suspected drunk driver. Driver ran off after stopping the truck when a tire blew. The pursuit ended west of Colder Field Airport in the Council Heights neighborhood. The truck was stolen about 5 miles away near Blinn College, outside a home on Avon Street, in a neighborhood where there had been several vehicle burglaries. The other truck was stolen in Hearn. Victim said someone used a debit card that was also in the truck in Madisonville, Rhodes Prairie, Navasota, and Bryan. That truck was found after it was tailed by a Bryan officer. Truck stopped at Coulter and Ursuline, and the driver, 18-year-old Ezra Tate of Bryan, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest, and marijuana possession. Three passengers ran off and were not caught. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County District Court jury took 1.5 hours yesterday to find a Bryan man guilty of sexually assaulting a girl between the ages of 9 and 12. 32-year-old David Martinez was given 2 automatic life sentences due to a prior sexual assault conviction. The victim of the most recent attack testified during the trial, and the first victim spoke during sentencing. Martinez, who has been in jail since his arrest in March of 2014 and did not testify during this week's trial, will serve a minimum of 30 years before he gets his first chance at parole. The College Station City Council has for the first time changed future land use based on requests from city staff. The city's Economic Development Office received unanimous approval to create more land for commercial development at 2 locations. Private landowners who supported the zoning change along Harvey Road across from Veterans Park did not have to pay the city. Councilman Steve Aldrich was among those looking forward to seeing new businesses south of the park that was previously zoned rural.
As long as we get with TxDOT and the MPO and get prioritization for a comparable expansion of Highway 30 to what Highway 60 is, just to the north of Veterans Park, I think will stimulate really appropriate development in the area that will be a good asset to the community, just like what's happening in the city of Bryan, north of University Drive.
The second rezoning was along the east side of the freeway between Barron and William D. Fitch, which is owned by the city and was previously zoned industrial. The superintendent of the Snook School District is a member of a recently created rural school task force. Brenda Kirknock says the main focus of the task force is recruiting and retaining more teachers. Another subject is having more teachers in career and technology education.
For example, if you have someone involved in health science, and you maybe need a registered nurse to teach that, is every school able to employ a registered nurse to teach that subject? Or if you want to teach welding, do you have someone that's not just an ag teacher, but somebody that has that certification that can teach a welding course that leads to certification for a student?
The Texas Education Commissioner named one person from each of the state's 20 education service centers to the task force. Nearly all the 58 school districts in the 15-county Brazos Valley region Kirknock represents are rural. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
610, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
We'll be tracking some showers and storms today as they try to push southward into our region from the northern half of the state. Temperatures today, 80 to 85. If we do get the storms, it'll be later this afternoon. Storms will taper off and end during the evening. Lows overnight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds, the chance for a shower through the afternoon and a high of 80 degrees. It'll become partly sunny on Saturday. High Saturday, you're going to be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. We'll also hear from College Football Playoff Committee Chair Kirby Hocut on their decision to rank A&M ahead of Washington. In A&M soccer, the team fell in round two of the SEC tournament to number two South Carolina, but all hope isn't lost just yet. And it hadn't happened in 108 years, but last night the Chicago Cubs broke the curse, beating the Cleveland Indians to win the World Series. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I gave it till 11:15.
Ooh, me too. Yeah. Right about, well, when the Cubs went ahead by two.
Okay.
So it was like 11:20.
Yeah, I didn't do that. When I started seeing rain and people talking, I went, you know, it'll happen and I can find out tomorrow.
It'll happen and you'll hear it eventually all day
exactly
today.
Right. But, but you know, that's kind of fun.
What a series, you know, it's, all the way to game seven.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's good drama.
They came back from
even just
games to
game
one.
Seven was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, just the last game itself was awesome.
Roller coaster.
Again, it's baseball, so it doesn't move fast, but you got a chance to get the drama and the suspense of it all. So that's good. All right, so the head of the University of New Mexico's Gallup campus, who knew?
Okay.
I mean, didn't know they had that many, but
got
I guess
that? All right.
Albuquerque and Gallup, I guess, under fire for spending money, well, on Bigfoot-related pursuits. Their executive director is Dr. Christopher Dyer. Chris Dyer, I thought he was the guy at the Arts Council.
The Arts Council, right?
Wow, anyway, maybe it's
all over
one.
The place.
Yep. Organized a two-day on-campus Bigfoot conference in February, followed by a Bigfoot expedition. Well, it cost taxpayers more than $7,000. Now, understand, if you've been to New Mexico, they don't have a lot going on.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have a lot going for them. And I mean, if it's not turquoise, then you know, it's just, well, we have a diverse economy. They don't.
Correct.
So $7,000 means something. So the University of New Mexico paid for advertising, meals for guest speakers, airfare, and per diem. Self-professed Bigfoot expert,
self-professed.
Dr. Jeff Weldrum was paid $1,000 honorarium plus expenses. The other guest speaker, one Rob Kreider, paid $500 plus expenses. Mr. Dyer, or Dr. Dyer, is an avid Bigfoot hunter in his free time.
Yeah.
Which he may have more of soon.
Yeah.
After the conference, Dyer and some of his companions went into the desert searching for Bigfoot. Now, have we ever heard of Bigfoot hanging out in the desert?
No, maybe he hides behind trees.
But maybe we haven't seen him because we're not looking in the desert.
Oh, is that
good point? Good point, Brad. Yeah.
This is the stuff we need to know.
Now, no students or faculty went on the expedition.
Yeah, because they were going, you're crazy.
Yeah. But when a TV station found out that the university had paid for the expedition, Dyer said he and his companions did not spot Bigfoot, but they did see habitat.
Okay.
He says that he uses discretionary funds for field work that he believes has some kind of merit, such as field work on some sort of research.
He says
people use monies from the taxpayers to do research for Bigfoot or whatever.
Oh, I'm glad he's specific.
No, on academia, on real things.
Whatever. The University of New Mexico president, Rob Frank, said that he didn't know about the university's Bigfoot spending until reporters called about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No.
Dr. Dyer needs to be much more thoughtful about how he undertakes this activity, Dr. Frank said. This type of expedition that just took place was not appropriate and will not occur again in any manner.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Jeez. I got an idea. I'm going to go into Mr. Downs today. I'm going to ask for a raise.
Yeah.
And when he says why, I'm going to say, whatever.
Yeah, just whatever.
Just for whatever.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Mation.
Maybe if he had gotten the doctor to the president of UNM, like sent him a selfie, or maybe at least got him a T-shirt.
Yeah.
We went on a Bigfoot expedition, and all I got was this stinking T-shirt.
But me and my friends,
yeah,
we didn't invite anyone.
Did yeah, no. No students, no faculty.
Oh, you mean we didn't tell you about that? Oh, no. I'm sorry, I thought we did.
Hello, this is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Are you embarrassed because you have toenail fungus? Doctors in your area are conducting the STEP clinical research study evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. If you are interested in a different method to oral, topical, or laser treatments which may be ineffective, take a step and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. The longer you have the fungal infection, the longer it can take to remedy, and the more widespread or painful the infection can become. If you have at least one big toenail that is affected by toenail fungus, the STEP Clinical Research Study may be for you. Again, the STEP Clinical Research Study is evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. Take a step in a new direction and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. That's 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com.
Figured we'd get that one out of the way early.
I've heard that one a lot lately.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
It's there.
Well...
Some people have it.
That's right. Well, quick story. A long time ago, there used to be only two radio jingle companies in America.
Uh-huh.
Pam's and Pepper Tanner were the two of them. And one of them was in Dallas. I don't remember which one. But anyhow, what would happen is, of course, radio stations being notoriously cheap would not want to pay for the jingles.
Of course.
And so they'd get the radio jingles made, and they would do what we call a trade-out. That is, the jingle company would sign up advertisers and then send the commercials to the radio station, and the radio station would play them to make sure that, you know, that's how they paid for their jingles, is by playing these commercials. And so, and this is, again, years ago, but the only two advertisers that they ever had was Camphophonique, which I don't even know if it exists anymore, which is a topical type thing,
okay,
and Preparation H. We all know what that is. So that's what we would do, is we would run those commercials, like, back to back, once an hour, every hour.
The Preparation H jingle.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And it's pretty much just disgusting as that, but
you know,
there you go.
A little inside baseball. I've made a couple of jingles around here, and I'm glad I haven't had to make one for Preparation
H.
Well,
there you go. It's it. So it's day 308. It's November the 3rd, and we got 58 of them to go as far as what we celebrate today. You know, yesterday, what was yesterday? Yesterday was Eat Something Weird Day, wasn't it? I don't recall right now, but I think it was something.
It's been a lot of hours in between.
I know, it really has. All right, so anyway, so right today being Thursday, hang on, I got to get all the way down to the bottom of the page. They didn't send me one of my services this morning, so.
Mm.
It's cliche day. Oh, that is so awesome.
Oh,
nice.
I mean, I think of a lot of sports cliches.
Yeah. You know,
give 110%.
Right.
Which I've never been able to figure that one out.
Leave it all on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men make dinner day. That could be good, could be bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's some guys are really, really good cooks.
Yeah.
And others.
I'm one of them.
Wait, oh, you're a good cook?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I'm
all right.
Yeah. Not to toot my own horn.
That's all right. That's fine.
But you just did.
That's right. It's Jellyfish Day.
Jellyfish.
It may sound a little bit odd to some. It only makes sense to celebrate an invertebrate that's been on Earth for millions of years. Actually, a lot longer than we have. So the event is meant to honor our simply slimy counterparts that can sometimes cause a bit of a sting if we see him on the beach.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, anybody got birthdays?
We do got some birthdays today. Kendall Jenner is 21 today.
Oh, that's awesome.
This one, should I even mention it? 49ers quarterback.
Oh, well.
That's still his birthday. Yeah.
He's 29 today.
Okay.
Dolph Lundgren is 59 today, of course, from Rocky IV and Universal Soldier, and, of course, recently The Expendables.
I think he's a really smart guy.
He is. He has an honorary degree he has a master's in chemical engineering, which is pretty cool.
That's
he's
not bad.
A super smart guy.
Yeah, okay.
Phil Sims is 62, New York Giants quarterback legend.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Adamant from Adamant and the Ants Psycho.
Of course.
Is 62.
Yep.
Kathy Kinney is 62 also. That's Mimi from Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Dennis Miller is 63 today.
Oh, okay.
Kate Capshaw is 63 as well.
She doesn't have to work.
Yeah, she's got Steven Spielberg's money.
Oh, nice.
Roseanne, 64 today.
Roseanne.
Oh, where is she, man?
Yeah, talk about the beginning of a national anthem controversy
I think she has a pineapple farm in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what she's doing. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry Holmes,
oh,
heavyweight boxing champ from 78 to 85, is 67 today. Lulu is 68. She sang To Sir With Love.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow Stevens, 69, from Hollywood Squares. He was the announcer.
Oh, all right.
Pretty cool. Yeah. And Michael Dukakis.
Oh, Tank Boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
83 today.
Everything was fine until he climbed into the tank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. All right. It's 6:21.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So just when you thought the Clinton machine could not be any more corrupt, new WikiLeaks Podesta emails reveal that a DOJ official whose buddies with John Podesta emailed the campaign to give them a heads up about developments in the Clinton email scandal last year. Daily Caller points out Peter Katzik, the Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs, provided the tip in a May 2015 email that was hacked from Podesta's account and released by WikiLeaks. The email from Katzik was titled Heads Up, and he wrote, "There is a House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing today where the head of our civil division will testify, likely to get questions on State Department emails." Now, considering that Podesta credits Katzik for keeping him out of jail, we should not be surprised that the DOJ official would potentially violate federal policy to tip off the Clinton campaign.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't you hate credit card debt? It's the worst kind of debt, but I understand there was a time when I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I was glad to have that option. If you're carrying credit card balances every month, I want you to check out TrySofi.com. Now, TrySofi.com has been so successful in helping people refinance their student loans, they now offer personal loans. A TrySofi.com personal loan can literally substantially lower your interest rate, and you can consolidate your monthly bills and save you money, a lot of money. One of the big reasons TrySofi.com has been so successful is how fast and easy they make the process. You apply online, you'll know in 2 minutes if it makes sense to do a personal loan. There's no fees, there's no obligation, it will not impact your credit score. Many people are finding the rates for TrySofi.com on a personal loan so low that it makes sense to use that in place of a home equity loan and avoid all the paperwork and hassle. So just take a couple of minutes, know what your options are and how much you can save. Get a personal loan from TrySofi.com, TrySofi.com.
Howdy, I'm Steve Beachy, former director of Parks and Recreation for College Station. I'm also a proud supporter of Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols. John has called College Station home for over 40 years and has chaired the Parks and Recreation Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, served as a city council member, and Mayor Pro Tem. He has also served his community as president of the College Station Noon Lions Club, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Arts Council. Please join me in voting for John Nichols for mayor of College Station.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now.
Federal Reserve policymakers have left interest rates unchanged, but hinted again that they would likely raise rates soon. The Fed says the case for a rate hike has continued to strengthen, but that it's awaiting more evidence of progress toward its objectives. Most Fed watchers expect a rate increase at the central bank's next meeting in mid-December. Whole Foods, which has been run by two CEOs for 6 years, says it's dropping one of them. Co-founder John Mackey will become the sole CEO at the end of the year. The other co-CEO, Walter Robb, will remain on the company's board and be a senior advisor to the company. The grocer says sales fell 2.6% in its latest quarter, which was worse than expected. Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba reported better-than-expected quarterly results as revenue soared at its shopping sites, cloud computing units, and its video streaming services. Crude oil trading at $45.62 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's your money now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Most people who know me know that I'm pretty much a politics nerd. So whenever my voter registration card came in the mail, I almost thought about taking a picture of it and posting it on Facebook. And then I remembered there's a lot of personal information on that thing. Have you ever shared something on Facebook and then regretted it? Well, I got a couple of tips on some things you should never share on social media. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, some of this maybe should be obvious, but some people still do it. Some things you shouldn't post on Facebook are, for instance, your driver's license or passport. A lot of teenagers do it when they get their license, and obviously it opens you up for identity theft. What about travel plans? Some people could rob your place if they know you're not going to be home. That's also a good reason not to leave any packages of some giant TVs or anything on your lawn for trash pickup. When you do that, you're essentially signaling to the criminals that you just bought a giant TV. Another thing you shouldn't share on Facebook is anything that shows an account number or your bank account info. That should be pretty obvious, but some people actually brag by posting photos of their paycheck, which is dumb and also kind of lame. Something you might want to share because you're swept up in the moment, a winning lottery ticket, but don't do it. A woman in Australia posted a photo after she won $825 at a horse race last year. Then someone else used the barcode to claim her money. If you happen to win a large amount in the lottery, you're basically opening yourself up to letting people know, hey, I've got a bunch of money now. Don't do that. Back when we were only friends with our friends on Facebook, this didn't matter so much. But now, since we're friends with pretty much every connection we make, don't post complaints about your job or your boss, even if you have preferences set so they can't see. They might find out about it from someone else. If someone they know, like perhaps one of your coworkers, is a friend of theirs, and that person likes your status, it might pop up on their feed. Just don't do it. Plus, it's in bad taste. Speaking of your friends, another thing you don't want to post is drunk photos of your friends. Post photos where you're drunk if you want. Probably also still not a good idea if you're friends with your boss. But don't post embarrassing stuff about other people unless you're sure they're cool with it, which, you know, most people aren't. And finally, don't post other people's big news. If a friend tells you she's pregnant, if someone gets a big job promotion or maybe another job that they're not yet ready to tell other people about, don't go on Facebook and announce it for them. It's really just going to cause more problems. Keep your identity, keep your news, and keep other people's news to yourself. And after this election, use Facebook for what it used to be used for, posting pictures of your food. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
You are such a buzzkill. I mean, you've ruined all the fun for people now.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to help.
You're asking them to be responsible. I mean, how many people want to bust somebody else's chop by going,
ooh, he got a new job. He's going to be such and such.
I love the one, don't post drunk photos of your friends.
Yeah, I know, right?
Unless they give you permission.
People do it all the time, though,
oh,
you know?
Oh, sure. The my head in the toilet? Yeah, you can post that on Facebook.
Honestly, I just want people to post pictures of their food. That's all it is.
And you're right.
I miss
That's where we were. And, you know, you could shake your head and go, that's stupid,
but
you know.
People at least do it.
Yeah. Well, you're not ruining anybody else's life by doing that.
Yeah, or posting about the election.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how many people listened to that and went, oh, damn, I've done that.
I've done all those things.
All right, here's the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We do have a 20% chance of some showers today and 30% later on in the afternoon, it looks like. Then 20% tonight and about 20% tomorrow. So chances of rain not looking as good as we thought they were going to. We are going to get the wind shift, which will help a little bit, cool it down some. 66 tonight. Tomorrow will still be up around 80, down to 60 on Friday night. Then the Saturday, pretty nice day. Sunny skies, 76 will be the high. 56 will be the low. Do about the same thing on Sunday. And then Monday, we're back up to a 40% chance of showers. Well, we'll see if that happens when we get there, right? Currently, we've got 72 outside.
Are you making the best use of your time right now? Well, since you're listening to this, I can tell you you are. But what about other times? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
One way to be happier, achieve more success, and to be a better person is to practice optimal thinking.
Optimal thinking is the thinking we use when we say, what's the best use of my time right now? How can I make the most of this situation?
Dr. Rosalene Glickman, author of the book Optimal Thinking.
All we have is the ever-present moment. That's all we've ever had. That's all we will ever have. So optimal thinking is the vehicle to enable us to be fully present with our best self. Really, the core philosophy is be present and choose to be your best regardless of the circumstances.
As we all know, life doesn't always deal us the best hand, but with optimal thinking,
it's about making the most of the hands we're dealt. So when life hits us a tough hand, we're going to react. But the gap between our reaction and our response is our opportunity to use optimal thinking and make the best choice.
So at several points throughout the day, you simply ask yourself, is this the best use of my time?
Even a disaster. Here's an opportunity to be my best. What would my best self do? What is the best use of my time right now? How can I make the most of this situation? These are some simple questions you can use to put your best self in charge.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, the city of College Station is rezoning land for future commercial use. The city council at its last meeting changed the land use at two locations. One is along Harvey Road across from Veterans Park, where private landowners supported requests by city staff. Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who noted there was no cost to the landowners because it was initiated by the city, asked Jennifer Pajoska of the Economic Development Office how they would respond to others who wanted to do the same at no charge.
What do we say?
There are a number of others in the community that I think that would also warrant city-initiated zoning to preserve that land use.
And it's pretty much just saying we're doing it so that only this type of development can go here.
Yes.
So that it'll stop something else from going there that we don't want to be
yes.
there. And we generally will always have the landowners agreeing to be part of this.
I don't imagine taking it forward without the landowner being cooperating with the city.
The council also changed zoning on city land previously zoned industrial to commercial, located along the east side of the freeway between William D. Fitch and Barron Road. The Texas Education Commissioner has appointed a statewide task force to address issues facing rural schools. The superintendent in Snook, Brenda Kirknock, represents the Brazos Valley's Education Service Center region, where most of the 58 districts are considered rural. She says the task force will be looking for ways to improve internet connectivity.
We don't all have broadband or fiber connectivity. And even if the district itself does, our students often don't have connectivity at their homes.
The 20-member task force recently held the first of four meetings where Kirknock came away with ideas she can consider in her district.
What they're doing to recruit teachers and ways that they are marketing their district to get people to want to come work in their district. Well, we're often competing with districts that pay a lot more money than small rural districts can pay. What can we do to attract teachers above and beyond pay?
The task force will host four public forums, including one in Waco, before submitting recommendations to the commissioner next March. For the second time, a Bryan man is going to prison for sexual assault of a young girl. A Brazos County District Court jury this week heard from both victims about what 32-year-old David Martinez did to them. The defendant did not testify during the trial, which resulted in two guilty verdicts after the jury deliberated. The latest victim testified during the trial that she was attacked between the ages of 9 and 12. The first victim, who spoke during sentencing, was her first opportunity to publicly testify what happened to her. She did not testify in her case because Martinez pleaded guilty. Martinez, who has been in jail since his arrest in March 2014, will serve another 28 years before he has his first opportunity to apply for parole from two life sentences. The wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Sandra Bland is officially settled out of court. Bland's arrest and death, ruled a suicide in a Waller County jail cell in July of last year, sparked outrage nationwide. Her family will get $1.9 million. Family attorney Cannon Lambert says the hope is something like this never happens again.
Just feel like it's very, very important that whenever there's wrongdoing and whenever there is the need for public attention, that people stand in unison and collectively to see a better day.
The settlement includes the Waller County judge pursuing state legislation to be named in Bland's honor to improve jail intake and booking. And there will be a nurse or EMT on staff at the jail 24 hours a day. Bryan police recovered two stolen pickups yesterday that were taken with keys left inside unlocked vehicles.
An arrest was made in one of the incidents. That's after a patrol officer at 2 in the morning on William Joe Bryan passed a truck and noticed the driver and at least two passengers appeared to be nervous. When the officer slowed down, so did the truck to stay behind the patrol car. Then the officer turned to let the truck by, then followed the truck until it stopped at Coulter and Ursuline. Three passengers ran off and were not caught. The driver, 18-year-old Ezra Tate of Bryan, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest, and marijuana possession. The victim from Hearn also reported her debit card that she left in the truck was used in Bryan, Navasota, Roanes Prairie, and Madisonville. At 3:30 in the morning, when officers attempted to stop a suspected drunk driver, that led to a chase that ended with a tire on the suspect's truck blowing out in the Castle Heights neighborhood on Conroy Street. Those in the truck ran off without being caught, and it was learned the pickup was stolen from outside a home on Avon Street, about 5 miles away near Blinn College, where there had been several recent vehicle burglary reports. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. You can text us. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry, almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
This is Larry Ringer, former mayor and council member of College Station and a resident of College Station for over 50 years. I support Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Linda supports planned, balanced, and sustainable growth in College Station while protecting the integrity of existing neighborhoods. And Linda will be an advocate for first-class services, including police, fire, and emergency responders. Please cast your vote for Linda Harvell, College Station City Council Member, Place 3.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Good morning, 642, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather for you, brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We have some showers and thunderstorms this morning in the northern half of the state, out ahead of a cold front. Cloudy today with our chance for showers and thunderstorms being this afternoon, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish tonight, 65 to 70. Going to be mostly cloudy tomorrow. We may see a shower through the afternoon, highs near 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy and turning cooler, 55 to 60. Partial sunshine and cooler Saturday, highs anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Kevin Sumlin in your Aggie football report. I've got audio from Kirby Hokut, chair of the College Football Playoff Committee, about A&M's number 4 ranking. The second round of the SEC tournament saw the A&M soccer team fall to number 2 South Carolina, but they could still get a bid from the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. And the Chicago Cubs ended a 118-year drought by beating the Cleveland Indians to win the World Series. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I watched Kirby on the selection show, mm-hmm. and did y'all happen to see him? He He kind of looked like an animatronic figure.
Yeah. I didn't.
He looked like the Walt Disney people just kind of wheeled him out there.
That's funny.
He had no emotion whatsoever. He had no color in his face.
Yeah.
Had no expressions. He didn't move his hands or anything. Pretty much just sat there and answered the question.
Maybe he's not used to being on camera.
Well, I think that's probably right. And, you know, he's got to get back and be athletic director in a place where their football team's given up 50 points like three times. So, he's from Texas Tech, in case y'all didn't know. But in discussing it yesterday, and yeah, you know, the A&M thing has got a lot of people scratching their heads. But the deal is, the rankings are based on the strength of schedule up to now.
Right.
Up to now. Okay. They haven't played Mississippi State, who I think is not very good.
Yeah.
And they haven't played UTSA, who we know is not very good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to help them any at all. Still got to play Ole Miss, who, and then there's LSU. Mm-hmm. But Washington has better opponents coming up than A&M does. And so that's why then they can put Washington up into that number four position later on, saying the strength of schedule as it is now seems to cause that to happen. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Still a lot of football to be played.
Indeed.
Well, and the thing is, what they want, it's just like when you do polls for anything, politics or something else, what you want is change. You don't want to have the same four all over again. You need to have some drama in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, A&M gets their time in there, and then they'll get pushed out, and that'll make the A&M people really angry, and then that'll make the Washington people happy. And all that because I don't want to talk about politics.
Blame you.
But, I mean, I do have a fascinating story here this morning that I think all America will be talking about as soon as they realize it. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, first of all, they are having a senatorial debate in Louisiana, and David Duke was on the stage. He was one of the top six people, if you could believe that. Okay, here we go. But enough of that. And they had protesters, that's all. Okay, this is the story that all America will be talking about as soon as they realize it.
It's an unlikely bromance. Russian President Vladimir Putin awarding Russian citizenship to Steven Seagal.
Want to play with me?
The action movie star has become a prominent Putin supporter. He's defended Russian policies, and the pair have been seen watching martial arts together. Putin's spokesman saying Seagal's warm feelings for Russia are well known, and that he's a familiar actor, which gave grounds to make him a Russian citizen. In recent years, Russia has also granted passports to French actor Gerard Depardieu and US boxer Roy Jones Jr. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
I mean, really? Your career craters in America, so you go over there so you can be a, quote, known actor, and you get to become a Russian citizen.
Because they're just getting his movies over there,
I think. That's probably right. All he has to do is dye his hair, pull it back a little tighter, and he looks just like he did then back 30 years ago when he was making movies.
I just like the way that the guy said, Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. And once again, another washed-up actor. So there you go. It's the last bastion of washed-up actors. They get to become Russian citizens. All right, that's it.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 5th, learn about adjuvants. We'll cover surfactants, drift control agents, pH modifiers, penetrants, and other additives to help you get the most from your spray applications this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With so many people now hiring help with their landscape designs and installations, also the ongoing maintenance, a few tips for finding the right landscape contractor might be in order. I've prepared that list. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. So if you're looking for a great landscape contractor, you can look online, you can ask your nurseryman, you can also ask friends. In fact, referrals from friends or neighbors, that's a great place to start. If you know someone who has been really happy with the work done by one particular landscape contractor, his or her name needs to go onto your list. Ask your friend, of course, if you could take a look at the details of the work. See if it matches your expectations when given closer inspection. If it was a new landscape, ask how long it's been in place. You really can't tell much for the first year or two. By then, problems will have begun to shake out. Known examples of great work. If you see a house that especially appeals to you, stop and ask who did the work for them. Every gardener loves to get that kind of inquiry, even if they did the work themselves, probably especially if they did. If a contractor was involved, ask how he or she reacted to their wishes and changes. You're hiring someone who needs to be almost a member of your family in order to anticipate your goals and needs. Get a referral from your local nurseryman. This works best when you're dealing with a local independent retail garden center in your neighborhood. It's especially true if that nursery also has a wholesale division out in the back that sells to the landscape contractors. Either way, they know who does the best work in your part of town, and they may even know a few examples of that contractor's work to cite. Member of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. It's been many, many years now since the Texas Association of Nurserymen merged with the Texas Nursery and Landscape Contractors Association. They married the name because the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and it's a bonus if contractors you interview are members of that strong organization. Look for a Texas certified landscape contractor. That's your assurance you're getting the best of the best. There are specialty contractors. You might have forgotten this important community of support workers, but your landscape contractor won't. In fact, their work may actually be subcontracted. The contractor may hire them in. The list is virtually endless, but in broad strokes, it might be landscape lighting, it might be pools, it might be pavers, it might be any of those things. And then actual interviews. This is where the real decision needs to be made. You need to feel comfortable with your choice of people. You will become a team working toward your common goal, so you need to know that you can communicate with your landscape contractor. Discuss the level of involvement you're seeking, and then talk to them about what it would cost. I'm Neil Sperry. Spectacular foliage will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the Ags match against Mississippi State is just 2 days away, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football is ranked at number 4 in the season's first college football playoff poll. Maroon and White join Alabama, Clemson, and Michigan as the top four teams, edging out unbeaten Washington. Now, Coach Kevin Sumlin says that really doesn't matter to him.
It's like I told him yesterday, you know, everybody wants to talk to you about this. Well, if you do this, if you do that, you guys have no control over it, right? So why should we worry about it? Here's what we got to worry about. We got to worry about winning Saturday and going to Starkville and getting a win. And if we do that and keep focused on that every week, there will be something good at the end, something really good. If you don't do that, then there's no reason to talk about it. So I think our guys understand that.
Now, as Coach said, he and the guys will be heading to Starkville this Saturday to visit SEC foe Mississippi State. Kickoff for that one is Saturday at 11 a.m. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other news in college football, when it comes to the rankings that were recently released, some people are surprised Texas A&M were in fourth place. But one of those people certainly wasn't College Football Playoff Selection Committee Chair Kirby Hocut. Here, Hocut explained the committee's decision.
Simply stated, the committee, in our mind, believes that Texas A&M has played a stronger schedule at this point in time over Washington. Texas A&M's got four wins against teams that are better records than 500. Compared to Washington only having two wins against teams that have 500 or better records.
That audio courtesy of ESPN.com. And now moving forward, Washington and especially Texas A&M will be reliant on what happens in the other Power 5 conferences. In A&M soccer, the Aggies dropped a 2-1 decision to the number 2 South Carolina Gamecocks in an SEC quarterfinal match at Orange Beach Sports Complex. The Maroon and White now send an 11-8-1 resume to the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee and await word on a possible bid. The tournament field will be revealed on Monday at 3:30 p.m. on NCAA.com. In the NFL, coming up tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons go head-to-head with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The game starts at 7 p.m., and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball in Cleveland,
swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis, back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
The Chicago Cubs have ended their 108-year World Series title drought by scoring twice in the 10th inning to beat the Indians 8-7 in Game 7. Ben Zobrist supplied the tie-breaking double, and Miguel Montero added an RBI double to give the Cubs their first championship since 1908. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
This is Greg Abbott.
This election is about more than just the next president. Now more than ever, Texas must lead the way. But I can't do it alone. I need leaders by my side ready to fight for Texas values. That's why I need you to get out and vote Republican up and down the ballot. Early voting has already started. Go to VoteEarlyTexas.com to find out where you can vote early for Texas Republicans.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Howdy, I'm former Mayor Ben White, and I, along with all living College Station former mayors, support Linda Harvell for City Council Place 3. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and is pro-development. She will guide our city's growth in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. We need her experience, leadership, and insight. Learn more at VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years. But Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.com.